Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua, 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 Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. Lord Stanley is stopping by later in the show today. Oh, my God. Is there an American Gladiators documentary? What?
I saw it.
Dude, it looked great last night.
I am going to check that out.
That's part two, Tobin.
Wow.
Hey. I watched it with the sound off last night. It looked awesome.
Hey. I think I'm going to check that out.
Wow. They said they were getting $25,000 a year.
That's it?
Yeah.
Really?
They had open like casting calls in like Variety magazines, just like athletes with personality wanted.
Viper, Laser.
And then you know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. So they tried to go on strike.
So you watched it?
Yeah. They tried to go on strike, and one of the guys running it said, if you go on strike, you're adults, you're under contract. If you go on strike, you're going to get fired. They went on strike. They all got fired.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't Zonk host that?
Did he do the American?
I think Zonk was the original host of American.
Or was it a Marvishot? He was
another
one.
No, I think it was Zonk, dude.
Might have been Larry Zonka.
I might have to get Zonk back on the show just to talk American Gladiators.
Because they were all, let me tell you something. You want to talk about juicing?
Man, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Ice? Nitro?
Let's see. Zonk. It's got to be on his Wikipedia somewhere. After
Malibu?
Since he's become a motivational speaker, hosted several hunting and fishing shows.
Could you imagine Zonk as a motivational speaker?
Zonka was the color analyst for NFL games on NBC in 1988 and an analyst for the syndicated show American Gladiators from 90 to 93.
Yeah?
That's awesome. We got to get him on. I bet it was in his book. He's like, you guys didn't read it in the book? No, Zonk, we didn't. All I do is read your tweets. You're the greatest tweeter known to man.
What are you doing?
What?
You always put yourself in a situation for people to question your work ethic.
I'm a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
I'm glad you're embracing that.
Oh, he's embracing it.
Oh, man. Get some headlines here brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
As we've been saying, Miami Heat, they got media day today. They'll be having practice around 1:30. I think it's 1:30. I'm a little confused. I got the NBA rundown. It says 1:30, but I don't know if that's Mountain Time 1:30 or if that's 1:30. I feel like it might be 3:30 then. I'm not sure.
I think they practice at 11:30 there.
Hmm.
So it's 1:30.
Because today's a media.
Because they don't practice that late, though. I'm just saying.
No, they don't.
You try to stay to keep your schedule as normal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess there's no way they're practicing at 1:30.
Interesting.
Well, I'd say they're practicing at 11:30.
They are practicing.
And it's 1:30 here.
We know that. They are practicing today, and there'll be some media day, so we'll see. I feel like Jimmy Butler on a media day is going to be really fun. Because everyone's going to like try and get the thing out of him, you know? So I think that could be cool. A lot of people got a question. Jokic won't be fun at media day.
Why?
He's very serious. Basketball machine is cyborg. He?
Why you got him like, was he Serbian?
Yes.
Serbian.
Although Drago. Did you ever see him with a little horse and carriage? What? You never seen that? Oh, we got to get
like Serbian Drago? Nicole. Like no emotion whatsoever? He just gets mad and madder?
Yeah, he just gets mad and rams people in the back. There we go. So you can see a big man with little horse. Look at me, Jokic. Big man, little horse. I mean, the horse might be normal size. He's just a giant.
Who's that?
That's Jokic.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Trotters.
Yeah, he's a harness racer.
Jokic is?
I think so.
Why do they love horses so much? I mean, I like horses and everything. Remember Darko Milicic just wanted to retire and run horses and trot?
I don't know, dude. I don't know why they like horses so much.
He has no muscles.
No.
And that's his brother?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Does he wear an Ed Hardy shirt? Because that's how I usually tell. Little pickup. Big trophy with horse.
Hey, shouldn't he be hugging that horse?
That's one would think.
He did all the work. He's hugging all. Look.
One would think. Man, oh, is that Michael Malone? There it goes.
That ain't Mike Malone, is it?
I think it is. I think it is.
They do a lot of kissing.
They do. You know? Very emotional. With his horse.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nikola Jokic back in Serbia riding horses. This horse is like, damn, this is a big guy to carry.
No, it doesn't matter because the thing. That's why you ever see horse racing, the guy's always fat.
Is he?
In the back, yeah.
I'm
not. It's
asking.
Not like little jockeys. No, because yeah, the
so they don't get, they don't get. Yeah, but wouldn't you want a lighter guy in the back? That doesn't help.
No, because the way the buggy is, you don't pull all the weight.
You're telling me the horse doesn't feel anything?
No, I'm saying the way they have the buggy position, the weight doesn't matter.
I like how he just doesn't even have a car in Serbia. He's just running around. He's going to market with his horse.
NBA MVP two-time, me and horse
and
go to market.
The wrong way. They're going counterclockwise.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's that's how it's rolling over there. Wait till Jovic has horses, dude. What? You don't think he'll like horses? Different style growing up, getting to grow up in Denver and then grow up down here, right? Wait till his mom tries to convince him to graduate high school. He won't.
No, why?
He's got Astron down here.
He said, I graduate. What do you say? Mama, I did graduate. You.
Nicola, why don't you come home? Please get the diploma.
Mama, I got diploma in the S.
Oh, gosh.
Coach Butler says, all I need is degree in buckets. The rest will come.
What,
you liked how I looked, though. I'll show you some of that Jovic footage, right? That guy's going to be something next year.
Dude, I get what the Heat do, and I understand it. But you telling me that guy can't help at all?
I don't know.
I mean, like, just be wingspan. Just be wingspan. Be tall, right? I mean, can you imagine? Think about this. First of all, one of the things that Jokic has an advantage over a lot of people is that the person that has to be good enough to stay in front of him is usually 5 inches shorter. So if you find another athletic 6'10", 6'11 guy, that would probably give Jokic problems.
Maybe. I mean, his passing is just so crazy. Like,
Crowd him. I'm telling you.
Do you know here, what they... You know,
hold on. This is what I'm going to say. Big Yurt, come see me. You know, like when they are practicing, Pat.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, Pat and Spo and Zoe are all sitting in the chairs just watching practice.
Mm-hmm.
Go get Jovic. Sit down. Here's what we need from you. I need you to be a problem for Jovic, for Jokic. Just be a problem. I don't care how much you score. I want you to be tall.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to or hands. I want you out there like a spider monkey. I want everything. Don't worry about fouls. You
I don't think that's going to work.
You out foul guy.
He's a child.
You got a fall guy?
How can you?
Big Yurt did.
Your thing is you want to send a teenager to the greatest player in the league right now and just be like, hey, you got six.
Yeah. Irritate him.
I feel like they should do that with his Highsmith. That's what they should do it with.
Highsmith is shorter than Bam.
Who cares? You gotta be
can,
in the ass.
I want somebody he can't necessarily see over top of.
That doesn't exist, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Do you see what he did to Anthony Davis?
That fadeaway.
Yes!
Listen. I know he's good. I'm not good. Disputing that.
He's great.
He's great. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying we got to throw.
When
you say different looks, I think you're talking about different looking people.
Isn't it kind of
tall guy, short guy? One time, I want Jokic to come down the court. Kyle Lowry be on him.
I'll tell you what's funny about it. You know, it's probably like this is maybe bro science, but I think a guy who looks like Jokic, you would say, oh, that guy's not in good shape. But then you think about it, he plays in Denver, so he almost has a cheat code everywhere else because it's probably like, oh, I'm not tired at all playing in Miami. Or is that bro science? Why look at me like that? That's not real?
All right, Harbinger. Like, that's terrible.
A harbinger of misfortune and misinformation.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take a break. We're back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, got a little damage is done, my friend, coming up in about 15 minutes. I feel like I might use a JFig today for mine.
Why?
You what?
You tried to box me in yesterday. I didn't appreciate
it. You might use JFig for what?
You know, you realize that yesterday during a segment, you said, oh, welcome back, whatever, Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Yeah, that's an understandable thing, though. It's a holiday. Like, you're lashing out right now. I mean, like, what you're doing right now is doing the exact thing. You're deflecting off of you as the utmost highest honor on this show. You're supposed to be a neutral party. Your spirit, Leroy.
I am a neutral party.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't know if you are. I think you have swayed more to the side of Leroy Horde and trying to box me in and minus ones. And
I've boxed both of you before.
Nah, I feel like it's gone more towards me. I feel like the judgments of Judge Fig have gone in the wrong direction.
You do a lot of things.
How would you how would you like the judge to approach the harbinger of strife and despair?
Well, it's misfortune.
Misfortune.
I would like to say, well, I don't like that she tried to go along with people saying that I was trying to throw you under the bus, which I did not.
You should take that up with Stephen.
Well, that's fair, okay? But you just took his word for it, you know?
Why would Stephen lie to me?
I don't know, but why did he? That's the question. Mm-mm. That's the question that you should ask. You know?
Mm.
Got to be careful. Got to be careful out there.
Look at him wiggling.
So what are we thinking here?
Hmm?
Game's tomorrow. Practice. Media. What are we thinking?
You want official picks today or do you want official picks tomorrow?
No. I'm just – so sometimes before I get to my picks, like we were figuring out earlier, who's going to do what, how they going to go about taking care of this problem or that problem. I think the biggest difference between them last year and now, forget the additions of, KCP.
KCP, Bruce Brown.
Okay, forget that. That's your dirt. That's your guys that's going to get gritty, right? That's the guys, your antagonists.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are defensive guys that are going to just cause problems. But Porter, Jamal Murray, and Gordon. I mean, dude, that's a big
team, yeah. Dude. I know it's a good team. I know it's a good team, but it's like,
and that's not that's all good players. Now add Jokic to it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. And what's up? I get you, but it's not like the Heat haven't taken on good teams. Like they took on two teams with better records in this playoffs already.
Yeah, correct. Agreed. They also haven't had success against Denver.
Yeah, I know that's going to be a thing. I know that they haven't had good success against Denver. But couple, you know, like first of all, nobody plays on that Denver trip. Like that's why I always say, like, it's such a garbage thing that they get to throw at everybody, because it's like you always get it
on the way back home
to back, right? Like, it's and the games they played against Denver this year were much closer. Like there's usually like the Denver blots. Like they had Denver, they went wire to wire. They lost in the last second this year. Also, the game was in December. Like they were trying to break that down on TNT. I'm like, isn't this silly though? Like, hold on, let me get this straight. The team that everybody looks at this year and keeps looking back to the regular season with Miami. We're going to keep doing this? We're going to keep doing this with the Miami Heat and look at their regular season and say, that matters. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, how silly is that? Because the Miami Heat have the best three-point shooting percentage, better than Denver. Even Michael Malone put it that. He goes, they're shooting better than we are. So
This postseason.
Okay. And so, like, we're going to keep going back to these matchups and saying, oh, well, we own them. We've owned them over the last – it's like, ah, come on, dude. We used to do this.
You got
to
play to hear.
I'll tell you
now.
Who they did that with all the time. They did that with the Big Three Heat, where they would be like, oh, they don't beat any real good teams. And it's like then they walked all the way to the finals.
So my question to you is this. This is a perfect example of why that's a win, that's a loss, is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example. Because right now you're talking about, why would you go back and look at, oh, you see what I mean? That's why I don't like, that's a win, that's a loss. You got to look at the games as they come up,
mm-hmm.
because yeah, but you don't know what kind of team you're going to have at that moment.
It's garbage and it's not garbage, because it's like you're looking at this right now.
Hold up. It's garbage and it's not garbage?
Yeah, it's garbage. Like for this discussion, I would agree. It's garbage, but it's not garbage because we're previewing the season. We're seeing what kind of things that they're going to have to go through. Like, this is an unprecedented team. They're the first, you know, the second 8 seed ever, but the first 8 seed, it was a shortened season. It wasn't really, and they had injury problems with the Knicks. So this is an historical team that the Miami Heat are bringing to the finals. Like, they're an anomaly.
You're the worst.
Why?
Because
why would you disagree with that?
Literally, no. What you said is accurate. But you literally just took both sides of that's a win, that's a loss, in one sentence.
It's because what you're saying is, well, that's a win, that's a loss is garbage, to which I would say for this finals, you're right, it is. Even though we kind of play new that's a win, that's a loss when it comes to the playoffs, because we do different picks for each series, to which I've been, to my count, right out of 2 or 3 of them. Actually, I mean, technically I picked the right team for all of them, so really 3 for 3, but I've been right for all of them. But I was wrong in picking the Heat in 6 against the Bucks. I should have picked 5. I feel bad about that. And technically, I was 0.2 seconds away from nailing the exact game and series for Boston. So, you know, you say it's garbage. I would say Tobin's nailed it.
But there's a difference in calling something in a week and over 5 months. Not knowing what type of team you're going to have or what have you.
You ever have an interview, right? You ever do an interview, job interview, and they ask you a couple things. Dan, you know about this, right? Like, you're sitting in an interview, they ask you, what are your long-term goals? What are your short-term goals, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm doing here, Leroy, is like when you predict a series, short-term goals. Long-term goals, that's a win, that's a loss. See what I'm saying? It's kind of the same. We're just at two different vantage points. That's all.
All right.
You're ignoring me. This is what you do when you don't want to hear it anymore.
I mean,
it's not good for our relationship.
I'm going to tell you what's not good for our relationship.
What?
You playing both sides of an argument.
I'm not playing both sides. I'm agreeing with part of your argument.
So you're almost over the fence.
Here's the thing. I picked, and that's a win, that's a loss. To my recollection, when we played Miami Heat, that's a win, that's a loss. I picked them to lose to Denver. So what do we like? But it has nothing to do with what I would pick in the playoffs. They're different seasons. Everybody knows that.
Which is my point about all that's a win, that's a loss.
But I can't.
You don't know what kind of team you're going to have in 3 months.
Right, but that's where's the fun in not predicting? I don't understand.
You can predict as you go.
Uh-huh.
When you know what kind of team you have.
Right, and now we know. But at the time, isn't it fun to guess?
No.
It is.
That's not guessing. That's it not is. Educated guesses. That's oh, fan. Okay, that's fandom. Okay.
You just had your educated guess was let's have the teenager guard the MVP. That was your educated guess.
A big yurt?
You pro science.
A big yurt?
No, but
no, I'm not.
No, you dude, you just did.
Listen.
You just said no. Dude.
Samesies.
What do you mean?
Getting his way.
Who?
Either one of them.
Let me.
You be like, listen, here. No matter what, he doesn't get by.
You don't combat the best player in the league with somebody that's the worst player on your team.
Who's the worst player on your team?
Jokic.
Who's the worst player on our team?
That's what I'm saying. Jovic. Jovic is the
you
worst
player. You think
Jovic
is the worst player?
Who do you think it is? Zeller?
Zeller, can I tell you? Zeller is one of the few players in sports, and I've seen it before. A lot of action, a lot of movement, nothing being done. Right? Like, he's going. He's always moving.
Yep.
He's hustling.
Yep.
But, yeah.
I'm with you. It's a little bit quirky. Let's go Chapo. What's up, Chapo?
Chapo!
How we doing?
Good.
Good, buddy. What's up, man?
Can we do a little bit of quick objective math? Because I got some Nuggets fans here that are just talking reckless, Tobes. And I'm getting a little sick and tired of it. They don't want to upset the friendly neighborhood Chapo.
Sure, man.
All right. So let's do this real quick. You tell me. 53-29. That's a pretty good record. But is 58-24 a better record? 53-29 versus 58-24. What's a better record?
I mean, it depends.
Objectively speaking.
Depends who you played.
Okay. Is the Eastern Conference a stronger conference than the Western Conference?
I would say this year it was, yes.
Okay, so I would say that the 58-24 from an Eastern Conference team is better than the 53-29 from a Western Conference team, right?
I would agree with that.
Okay, what about 53-29 and 57-25?
Chapo,
I would go with 57.
You're using a lot to do bro science, dude.
Okay, so where are you getting to, Chapo?
I got you. No, I got you. I'm just saying, everybody want to say that, no, the Heat never played a team as good as the – we objectively have beat two teams that are better than the Nuggets already.
I tell you one thing.
That were both the title favorites.
I saw this yesterday where they were arguing on First Take about who had the tougher path, and I thought it was laughable. I was like, how could you even come close to arguing that Denver had a tougher path than the Heat? Like, how is that –
Correct.
The Timberwolves – A broken Suns team and the Lakers, who, you know, also were kind of breaking down at that point.
I get it's LeBron James, I get it's Kevin Durant,
but like, you're gonna say that the Heat beat the two best regular season teams this year. How could you say Denver had a tougher path? Silly. Finish your point, Chapo, because we gotta go to break.
I got you. The Suns traded everybody to get KD. Terrible business move there. Maybe in the future it'll work, maybe it won't. They got rid of everybody. The team was trash. Lakers barely got into the playoffs, and they got a choke artist, AD, who's amazing some days, trash the next. And LeBron, come on, man. Dude's ancient.
Right.
So I'm tired of it. I'm going to call back tomorrow. I just had to get this one off. I'm tired of it. Let's talk objective. And don't make me play the Pepas for the Nuggets fans. Y'all have a great day.
Nothing's more objective than Pepas. The damage is done, my friend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's next?
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Lord Stanley is on his way. Dan Day is on his way to get the cup.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's where he's going. It's exciting. It's exciting.
So
Lord Stanley and the Stanley Cup handler will be here soon. Coming up next hour also, we'll hear from Aaron Gordon and give some thoughts on defending Jimmy Butler. And we'll see if they do talk at 1:30, maybe we'll hear from some media day today too from your Miami Heat, as game one of the NBA Finals is tomorrow. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final is on Saturday.
They got a big break.
Yeah.
Both teams. But there was a lot of series that ended quickly, right? So,
well, I mean, like, Dallas and Las Vegas, I think, went longer than people thought.
Because it was 3-0, right?
It was 3-0. So much like the Heat, you thought you had it in the bag and went a couple extra. Then they got smoked. It was kind of, very similar.
Yeah, because the Heat could have very easily won in Game 6.
They could have. They could have. Well, wouldn't have been easy, but they could have won Game 6.
Right.
You know, but corrupt officials with their, you know. Man,
will you stop that?
Why? You said I can only do it if it's a loss. I can't complain. But if it's a win, why can't I just point it out?
Why would you complain? You won.
Because it took an extra game and it shouldn't have. Adding time. Adding time. But that's not my damage is done today. My damage is done goes to Scottie Pippen.
Let it go, bro.
So Scottie Pippen, he was on a podcast recently. And he referred to Michael Jordan as a horrible player when he got to Chicago. And everybody is wondering, like, Scottie Pippen has been on a very petty role with Michael Jordan. Now, I kind of understood it when it came to The Last Dance, because they didn't really paint Scottie in a great light in that documentary.
No, they didn't.
But as many point out, Larsa Pippen is now, of course, with Marcus Jordan. Which I can understand if I'm Scottie Pippen. I mean, that is annoying. So I just kind of feel like with Scottie, though, like maybe when it comes to the MJ questions, we just pass on them. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to get an interview with Scottie Pippen, I guess that's what you want to ask. But the damage is done, dude. We can't go in. Like, I get it. Maybe the lore of Michael Jordan is too much. You certainly didn't get your just due, Scottie, as one of the greats on that team. But a horrible player? A horrible player!
I knew what he was trying to say, but sometimes when people feel regular words won't fix it, they use big words. And when he said horrible, then I was off. But when people say, hey, I know everybody thinks Mike Jordan's the greatest of all time. I'm not going to dispute that. He said it. Michael's a great player. However, he didn't win nothing before we got there. Right? That's all he could have said.
Mm-hmm.
But to kind of say he was a horrible player, I mean, he was a different kind of player. He's what a lot of young players are. A lot of young players want to get theirs. They want to earn their stripes. The only way you can do it is by scoring and getting yourself out there. Then after you get settled in as a professional, then you start only thinking about winning championships. So that's kind of that road that Jordan took. A lot of guys take it. When did LeBron win his first championship?
26, 27.
That seems to be, you know, where they do it. It happened sooner. When did Steph? Steph was 26, 27. When he won his first championship. That seems to be the going thing. Now, for some reason, we have going in and start saying these, trying to force these kids to do it sooner.
Wow.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look.
Holy crap. Lord Stanley has entered. Wow. That is something.
We're not doing,
goodness
no.
gracious. Look at that thing, J-Fig. That is impressive. That is crazy right
yep.
there. All right, we'll get
go.
To that in
like
just a second. That's some cat talk yep. is coming up. What do you have for damage, Leroy, today?
So my damage is done. Is going to go to, I'm going to use another party foul. Okay? People come over to your house for a party, right?
Yep.
They know it's a pool.
Yep.
And they don't bring their bathing suit. And then they start asking people, do you have an extra one? Or somebody suggests, just go swimming in a Brian Draws.
Yeah.
No. 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 I want. I want. Listen. Don't come over my house swimming in shorts. Okay? I want an onion bag. I want the shorts with the onion bag.
No.
That's regulation. That's regulation swim trunks. I don't want you just in there with some Hanes.
Unbelievable. J-Fig, what do you got for damage today?
You know, your influence is just so grand.
What do you mean?
Brendan.
What?
I love how your mushness
okay, dude.
Has right. gotten into articles. And now I go to the front
mm-hmm.
where the sales team is.
Yep.
And I get told from our very dear Shelly, is he really going to do that?
Do what?
Is he really going to interview Bob?
Maybe I will.
Is he going to be a mush?
Maybe I will. Maybe I will talk to Sergey Bobrovsky because I'm not a mush.
No, you're not a mush anymore.
Us? That's you, what she said.
Hey, you've been upgraded to harbinger of strife and misfortune.
This is ridiculous, dude.
Yes.
This is
your damage has
ridiculous.
Just,
hey.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Lord Stanley is here. We're back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.